Hello, this is Richard Mortimer from the Platinum Coaching course, and I'm talking today about the link magnet. This is a continuation of the trainings I've been doing recently on SEO and how to structure our website and also our link building. So we've discussed so far the basics of traffic generation, how to set up a page for better SEO, so that at least it's search engine friendly and that you can attract some Google traffic, and also the on-site SEO. So rather than doing the on-page, this is a different kind of tactic where you structure your pages in such a way that you benefit from the little amount, the small amount of page rank that every page has. That and by siloing these and putting the structuring a load of articles in a certain way, you can benefit from that fact. And you can pick up quite a lot of search engine traffic that way by targeting long tail keywords that have not got a great amount of competition but have got a decent amount of traffic to them. So what I'm going to do today is talk about how to do your off-site SEO. Now there are various aspects to off-site SEO and I'm really going to be focusing upon link building, but let me just put this into context first. The first thing we want to bear in mind is that we're really targeting Google. The reason we're doing that is because Google is currently the largest search engine. It's where most people go. It's what most people think of in terms of getting search, you know, doing their searches. They will tend to go to Google. Google is the market leader, and they're very good at providing people what they want. This is their whole quest, is that when somebody puts a keyword in, they get exactly what they want. They're looking to find the best website that will give people what they want. Now, of course, Google's got quite good at doing this, but there's obviously a lot that can be done. It's really, you know, just bear in mind, this is just a machine. You've just got these bots, these robots, the spiders that go onto the website and trawl the website and look at the content. And, you know, it's all a question of, it's like a computer program, really. That's what's happening. That's all that's happening. It's a machine. Just think of it like that. You know, it's not people. It hasn't got the intelligence of a person. Don't think of Google as some, you know, great sort of ogre. Although, there is a certain truth in the idea that Google is targeting internet marketers. It's targeting people who are looking to make a living online, who are looking to rank websites in order to get an income from that website. Google somehow is a little bit against that. And of course, what they're looking to do is there's a bit of a battle going on. I'm not saying they necessarily object to people making money from websites, but what they don't want is all their people who are searching for their keywords going to monetize sites where you've got an internet marketer who knows what he's doing and he's basically getting that site listed above everything else, all the good information they might have had. Do you see the point there? In other words, Google doesn't want some smart marketer getting his site above one that's got really good information. And that ought to tell you, just that phrase there, just that what I've just been saying and speaking about, exactly how to get Google to recognize your site. They're looking for content. They're looking for a good user experience. And so, really, we can break it down into three categories, three ways in which your website needs to exist, three things it needs to have. The first one, and probably the most important one, is content. This is what's happened in the last few years with the Panda and Penguin updates. In the Penguin update, it seemed they were targeting blog networks, you know, where a lot of people get together and they submit to each other's blogs spun content with lots of links. And obviously, Google does like blogs, but that whole thing of having a blog network was, they managed to sort of see those and they've deemed delisting those, and blog networks now don't work for getting links. That was one way of getting links in the past that you now can't use, because you'll actually be penalized because they'll see what you're doing it's a flag, it's a red flag to Google that you're looking to rank your site. It's not natural. Okay. But content, it's not spun content, genuine content, authority content. The better the content, the better it is for you. Now, of course, there's a lot of work involved in that, as we've been discussing, but that's the thing to bear in mind, that they do want content. Then also links, because obviously if people are linking to your website, that shows that there's an interest in it, and that would tend to indicate that what you had got written on your site, what you were providing, was benefit to people. And the other thing is activity. So in other words, you really want to be getting good content on your site, getting good links to your site, and getting activity to your site. And that's going to look like a normal website, an authority website, that has good information. So how can you go about this? Well, that's what we're going to basically be discussing in this recording, this session. Now, before I head into the main core teaching and the material I want to cover today, bear this in mind, that there are other search engines, and other search engines are less rigorous than Google is. So that's always worth bearing in mind. If you can't rank in Google, you might be able to rank in another search engine. And also bear in mind that the second biggest search engine is in fact YouTube, another website owned by Google. But the thing about YouTube is, I've been watching a video today, how that the algorithms and the way that Google ranks YouTube videos on YouTube is different. So, and YouTube actually, it is a search engine itself. In other words, people go to YouTube looking for a particular video. It's the second biggest search engine is YouTube. And by putting a video on YouTube and optimizing it and getting it to show in YouTube search, it's probably likely to show up in Google on page one, perhaps, or certainly near the top and be the highest ranked video. So that's something you want to bear in mind, and I will be covering video marketing in a call later on. Okay, so let's go to this link magnet idea. Okay, so we're talking about how you get links to your website. Now, of course, up to now there's really been two ways to get links. It's exactly the same, it's just a different destination for the link. It might come from the same place, but some people will link to the main page, so the domain, so you're linking to the domain effectively, and then you've got linking to a particular page, whether it's in a folder or whether it's an HTML page with a different title, different name, it's not your main page. Those obviously are different parts of the website, and some people will link to the main page, to the domain. Some people will link to a particular page. And when you're link building, you want to really think hard about this and think about how important a particular page is, and look for it to be looking natural as you build the links. In other words, don't build all your links to your main domain. Build them to inner pages. And don't build links to an inner page as much as you would to the domain. Really, you could put it like this, that half the links want to go to the main domain, and half the links want to go to other pages. And how you divide up that 50% of the links that go into pages is dependent on the value of the page and the keyword and all that kind of thing. But again, you want to make it look natural there. For example, I was noticing today, I went into my YouTube account and I looked at the views I've got on my videos in there, and I noticed in fact that the video that teaches what I'm teaching in this recording, the link magnet, that's actually got quite a number of views. I think it's over 1,000, and I've got one on the site structure which is over 6,000, a lot more than the part one of that same training, interestingly, because people are finding it in YouTube. And so six times more people nearly are looking at the part two of the videos than the part one. And obviously that's on my website, that video's on my website. So if I wanted to link to those three videos on my website. I might link them proportion to those page views, because that would look natural, wouldn't it? If someone's going to link to my site, it would tend to be in the same proportion to those who would be viewing it. And that's just one way that I can make my link building look more natural. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Well, what we're talking about is how to structure your link building. In other words, what's the science behind it? How do you want to plan it out? How do you want to go about it? Bearing in mind that if you get a lot of cheap links to your main page or to your main site even, you're going to cause yourself a lot of problem, and you could get your site banned and you could get delisted and find it hard to get it back. So you don't want to do that. But there is a way that you can use a link building service or something, other way of getting a lot of links in one go, blasting links, and that is to use the link magnet. Think of it like this. Most people would tend to link to their main site, their own website. Let's assume for this and for ease that every page on your website, we're just going to call the website. So that's the main links that you're looking to do, and obviously the reason doing that is because every link counts in a sense, especially if it's a quality link. But like I said, if you were to go, let me go to the extreme example, go to a Black Hat forum and get somebody to blast you a load of wiki links or something like that, that could cause a problem, and you could cause your site to be delisted, and then all your hard work's gone down the tube. So the whole idea of this link magnet is to take advantage of the page rank of major websites to be able to send a lot of links to that structure, and also to get the benefits of page rank being passed as well. So there's a threefold benefit in doing it this way. I think most people would, when they come to this, they tend to think that all their links need to go to their own site, but that isn't the case. And this is where this link magnet comes in very well. And what we're looking to do is to build a buffer. What we take is one of the higher PageRank Web 2.0 properties. So, for example, Squidoo, that is a Web 2.0 property. WordPress is a Web 2.0 property. There's a whole load of them. Tumblr, Flickr, blog.com, HubPages. There's a whole load of these. You'll find that those who've got the highest page rank tend to have the more arduous terms, and you need to know what you're doing with them. And that's why it's probably best to be careful how you set that up and take some time over it and be very deliberate. But what you're looking to do is to create a page which is related to your website or the page you want to rank for. So let's just say you're targeting one particular term. Let's take my traffic website, internetwebsitetraffic.org, and let's take the keyword internet traffic. Okay, so you can see it's in my domain. That's quite a good keyword for me to target. I'm just taking this off the top of my head. I've not looked at this keyword. I'm just using this for an example. So let's see how we might get links for this keyword. Now, obviously, I want other links coming into the site with other keywords. The more keywords you've got, the more varied the links are, from sources, anchor text, all that kind of thing is going to help you. I don't go out and just target this one term. But let me just assume that I've already done this a few times with some perhaps a higher terms, and I'm working my way down a list of keywords, and I've got to this internet traffic keyword, and I've got a particular page on my site that I'm wishing to target for this particular term, bearing in mind that I'm looking to get links to the main site for the same term as well, so that looks natural. But we're just going to concentrate upon a page on the site where I want to rank for this term internet website traffic amongst all my other SEO tactics and the work that I'm doing on the site. I wouldn't be just targeting this one phrase in this one page. So what do I do? Well, I go to Squidoo or another Web 2.0 property, and I create an article on there according to Squidoo's terms and setting up the best way, which you'll see guidance on there when you get a Squidoo account, how to do it. And I create an article, so a unique article, on that Squidoo lens, which has this as its keyword, the internet traffic keyword, and then linking to my site. So maybe I've got an opportunity to put one or two links to my website from this Squidoo lens. So just think about then, you've got my site and the page that I'm wanting to rank for, and then I've got one step back, I've got the Squidoo lens, which I set up with a targeted article for the keyword and linking using the anchor text internet traffic to my domain and to my page. Okay, so basically I've got one or two links going there. Probably what I might do is, if I had two links, was able to put two links in that article or on that page on the Squidoo, I'd do one to the main domain and one to the page I want to rank for. Okay, excuse me. Okay, what do I do now? Well, I go another step back. So I've got my website, I've got my Squidoo lens, and now I've got a next load of articles. And what I'm building here is like a kind of mini link wheel, linking these together. And this has SEO power in it, the link wheel. And because I'm a couple of links away from my site, if you think of it as levels, think of it as the target. So you've got concentric circles going in, and the centre, the bullseye, is my website. The first ring out are the main articles on Web 2.0 properties, high page rank ones, hub pages, Squidoo, the list like I gave you. And then you've got this next level. Okay, so let's call it one for the website, two for the Squidoo lens and other main pages that you might be having. And then you've got this third level. So let's just say, right, we've got the page I'm targeting on level one. You've got the Squidoo lens on level two. And on level three, what I do, I go and create another four articles on Web 2.0 websites, WordPress or other ones. There's a whole load of them that you can use. And what I do is, I mean, it would be better if those articles were unique. The more unique they are, the better they are. What you can do is go to, say, something like Thrifty Content, get a subscription for $10 a month, and then rewrite articles completely. It's an easier way of doing it. You can paste in your own article, and then you can rewrite it in that software. And so you'd rewrite it three times, so you've got four articles for four different pages. So you've got your website on level one, you've got Squidoo lens, or other Web 2.0 property on level two, you've got four more Web 2.0 properties with articles on, related articles, on level three. Now what you do is you link all those four together. So one article links to another, to another, to another, around in a wheel, in a circle. Okay, let's call it article A, B, C, and D. So article A links to B, B to C, C to D, D back to A. Okay. So you've got basically one link from each of those articles on those websites going to each other in a circle. Does that make sense? I hope you can picture that. Now you need to link that to that second level premier article on your Squidoo lens or other web 2.0 property. And what you do is you link to three of those articles. Don't link four, because that's a red flag to Google, but link three. So A, B, and C, you put a second link in that article, and you link to the Squidoo lens. So now you've got a three-level structure. You've got the main page you're targeting on your website. You've got the Squidoo lens, which has high page rank, with an authority article linking to your website. Then you've got these other four Web 2.0 properties on various different websites, so blog.com, wordpress.com, hubpages.com, whatever it is, but all four different ones that link, three of them link to your main article, your Squidoo lens, on level two. Okay, does that make sense? So you can see you've got one, two, three, and a three. You've got four articles there linked together, A, B, C, D, all linked together, and then three of them linking back to the Squidoo lens. That's the structure. That's how you set it up. Now, what this enables you to do is to get more links. And what you do now is you divide your link building into three categories. So your premier links, you can link straight to your site. For example, if you were to type into Google SEO tag writer, you'd find you can get an article writer to write an article and post it onto Technorati, a special area of Technorati where you get a sticky post and a link that will come back. That's a premier link. That can go straight to your main site, your own site, because that's a sought after a link and it's highly regarded. And you categorize links in that way. So your main ones, you can link straight to your site. Then your second level of links, which might be, you know, somebody doing a link building service for you, for example, you don't put those to your site because of the slight risk involved, and you send those to the Squidoo lens. So you build links to your Squidoo lens. So let's say you've managed to get 100 premier links to your page. So as well as the Squidoo lens, you've also got 100 other links coming into that same page with a similar anchor text, you know, varied a little bit. But you've got these 100 premier links. You might have 1,000 coming into the Squidoo lens because you use a link builder and you maybe even use a bit of software if it's good quality. And, you know, you're looking for a second level of links there to come into that Squidoo lens. Now, the point is, you see, the Squidoo lens has high page rank. I think it's 8 or 9 page rank, 10 being the highest. For instance, YouTube is page rank 10. And the fact is that Squidoo lens can take more links and links that are built faster and links that perhaps look a little bit more on the edge than your own site can, because it has page rank, because it has authority, because Google knows Squidoo. You know, Squidoo lens is rank in Google above a website very often. For instance, if you're targeting Amazon products, quite often you can get a Squidoo lens to rank above the Amazon links themselves, the Amazon pages themselves for the same product. Okay, it's very interesting that. And then you use the third level of Web 2.0 properties, so your third other pages and articles, you blast links there, and you could, you know, perhaps even get some quite dodgy links. I'm not going to say hey or nay, it's your decision. You have to look this up and decide, you know, how far you want to go with this. But you could blast a whole load of links at that. And, you know, if one of those pages go down, you're not really worried, because, you know, there's the whole structure is still standing based, like a pillar being taken out in a building. Okay, I know one would probably be a building down, so bad illustration from that point of view, but the fact is that you could lose one of those pages and not worry over much. That's the whole point. You could never blast those links to your main website because it would get delisted. So this is how you can get a very attractive link building structure going, and you can get lots and lots of links and actually get value from them by having this link magnet. And this link magnet can link to not only your own website, it could go to your YouTube channel, it could go to your Facebook page, it could go to your Twitter account. You can use it for all kinds of ways. And you know, the good thing about it is once you've learned how to do one, you know, you should find that you can, I would think, probably a morning or an afternoon's work to do what I'm saying here. Not the link building, obviously, that's something that needs to be done regularly. But this is a great tactic to protect your site, to get lots and lots of links, to get the benefit of the page rank of those Web 2.0 properties passing to your site. Now, okay, they might have no follow links, in which case you won't actually get the page rank benefit. But the point is that they are high standing in Google, and they could even rank themselves. And this is a whole structure to your link building. So basically, you're working up from, just summarizing these SEO tactics I've been outlining to you, you're on page, then you're on site, and now you're off site. And now you're ready to start doing your link building because you've got everything in place. I hope that makes sense. I hope you can see the value of this. If you want more information on this, then look up Sean Donohoe's Link Magnet product, which I think costs about $37 or something. And that's a very valuable, you know, training on that. And he's basically the originator of this. He's an SEO expert. He had his own search engine. And he's perfected this technique of doing these little link wheels, not directly to your website, but to an authority site to give the buffering and the benefit of the page rank of these sites, so that you can do a huge link building activity. It does not flag to Google, and your site is protected. And this is how to get really, really good rankings in the search engines. Thank you very much.